Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Map of the Sky by Felix J. Palmer. Read by James Langton.
Part 1. Welcome, dear listener, as you plunge valiantly into the thrilling pages of our melodrama, where you will find adventures that test your spirit and possibly your sanity. If you believe our planet has nothing to fear as it spins in the vast universe, you will presently learn that the most unimaginable terror can reach us from the stars. It is my duty to warn you, brave listener, that you will encounter horrors there which your innocent soul could never have imagined were God's creations. If our tale does not take you to the dizziest heights of exhilaration, we will refund your 5 cents, so you may spend them on a more exciting adventure, if such a thing exists. "What do you suppose that thing is, Peters?" asked one of the other sailors, a man called Carson. The Indian remained silent for a few moments before replying, contemplating whether his companions were ready for the revelation he was about to share with them. "A devil," he said in a grave voice, "and it came from the stars." 1. Herbert George Wells would have preferred to live in a fairer, more considerate world, a world where a kind of artistic code of ethics prevented people from exploiting others' ideas for their own gain, one where the so-called talent of those wretches who had the effrontery to do so would dry up overnight, condemning them to a life of drudgery like ordinary men. But, unfortunately, the world he lived in was not like that. In his world, everything was permissible. Or at least, that is what Wells thought. And not without reason, for only a few months after his book The War of the Worlds had been published, an American scribbler by the name of Garrett P. Service had the audacity to write a sequel to it, without so much as informing him of the fact, and even assuming he would be delighted. That is why, on a warm June day, the author known as H.G. Wells was walking somewhat absent-mindedly along the streets of London, the greatest and proudest city in the world. He was strolling through Soho on his way to the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?